If you want your sports podcast funny and real,
JB and Betty Blue Review and ooh, the Valley Hot, baby.
Tune in to the former Arizona Cardinal Jeremy Bridges and Benny Blue for the JB and Benny Blue Review.
Oh, Benny, check this out, man.
Pow, pow, pow.
I ain't rocking nothing but Valley Boys Association all summer,
love
bro.
It.
You know what I'm saying?
Black and Cody, baby.
Uncensored. Late nights here on the Casual Sports Radio Network.
Wouldn't you know it, right about this time, it's episode 219 of the JB and Benny Blue Regular episode, Dr. Bridges. You know what time it is.
Yeah, Toast buddy.
To the boogie, because
yeah, buddy. You know
it
saying?
Is our six-year anniversary, baby.
Yeah.
That's right. Cheers
like that.
To the camera to you, sir. Pop
cheers.
Out.
Bow, 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 bow. Oh, all that deep.
Gotta love it. You sir, how are you feeling?
I'm good,
fine
man.
Evening.
I'm good, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm good. I'm in the war room right now. You know what I'm saying? The war
that's
room.
Right.
You know, we prepared. You know what I'm saying? Getting ready to make our teams better by bringing in some nice young talent. You know what I'm saying? Some guys that can help us win, help us get to a Super Bowl, possibly help us, you know what I'm saying, be a better football club, right? So that's where we at, man. You know, so I'm excited. Mm-hmm. Episode 219.
That's correct.
6-year anniversary. That's crazy.
Indeed. All right,
that's
indeed.
Wild. That's wild, right? That's wild. So, when we did the show, man, back in 2016, I never thought that we would be here, bro. I'm just being honest with you, man. I thought it was just, you know, something we were doing. We had fun with it. But damn, bro. Look how far we've come, right? Like, really, look how far we've come. You know what I'm saying? I ain't, for those who don't know, I haven't physically seen Ben in almost 2 years.
Crazy.
Yeah, probably crazy. about 3 years, man, to be honest,
right?
I haven't physically seen Benny in quite a while, because when I came
out we're damn near catfishing each other at this point. You could be AI simulation from
right, you know what I'm saying? Like, I could be a hologram, you know what I'm saying? Like Tupac and Coachella, you know what I'm saying? Like, you never know at this point. Rest in peace to the late great, you know what I'm saying? But we here, man. Episode 219, 6-year anniversary. We here. We right here, man. Shout out to the Valley because the Valley hot. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my
Dr.
boy.
Dr. Butterfield, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Butterfield. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate the love. Yep. So I'm just sending some quick shout outs. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the Suns. Of course, you know what I'm saying? Still the best team in the NBA. Still the best team in the NBA. You can kiss my ass on all that dick licking y'all doing with all the other teams. We still the best team in the NBA. So shout out to the NBA with the playoffs going on. Some good stuff going on, man. And then, of course, the NFL is about to start right back, because this weekend of this show that we're recording right now, the NFL draft will be happening tomorrow, right? Starts. Yeah, buddy, you better know that. You know what
I'm
saying?
That's right.
That means the picks are in. You know what I'm saying? Of course, you know what I'm saying? We got our boys with us, man. The whole family. Well, not the whole family, almost. Javon, you know what I'm saying? We love you, baby. You know what I'm saying? Hey, couldn't be here. But almost the whole family is with us tonight. You know what I'm saying? As we do every year. Hey, yo, what up?
Casual Sports in the building.
We have our mock draft 2022 coming up, man, for you guys right now. Mr. JB and Benny Blue Review, man. If you want to holler at us, man, hit us up. You got to put all that shit up, man, so I can read it so we can get going, all right? All social platforms at JB and Benny Blue, you know what I'm saying? That's Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Of course, we got TikTok, and yes, Dan, Benny does dance on there. Okay, so our personal IG, personal IGs, at 73KingJB73, and Benny's is at Benny Blue Eyes. Of course, you know what I'm saying? Get at us, we will get back at you. Don't be coming with that bullshit solicitation shit talking about helping you finance and trade with so-and-so. Fuck you,
fuck
right?
Out of here.
Available on casualsports.com. Of course, we'll be live streaming in the desert where I reside. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. The home of the hot boy, the original, saying the original hot boys, and we're not
the hot boys. The hot boys.
Even if you don't want to be hot, you're still going to be hot. You're still a hot boy, you know, because you step outside and damn near burn the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? But it's the desert, baby, and we love it. I have a podcast that I do called the Burning Bridges Podcast. We just had a great show with the Gridiron
Griots last weekend.
Oh, my God, man. A wonderful show, you know what I'm saying, with my boys, Hamza Abdul and Matt Ware. But the Burning Bridges Podcast live stream Sundays. It's every other Sunday right now at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time and 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. We on Twitter, man, the AAT Sports _ and all about the birds. That's the fam. That's the movement. That's the network, baby. You know what I'm saying? Hey, the Valley Boys. Man, I got two packages I got to send you because they've been in the back of my truck, and I can't fucking see them, and I forget they're there. So I'm going to send them shit.
Come on, man. You hear that? Hey, Dr. Cody, you hear this?
Look, hey, I got you. So shout out to the Valley Boys Association. You know what I'm saying? Go to their website. Put in podcast 22. Get 20% off your order at checkout, man. They got some dope shit, man. The Valley Boys Association for sure. It's timtobuy.com. If you need a whip, pre-owned, new, it don't matter, man. Holler up, boy. 515-444-7003 at It's Tim to Buy on Instagram. Man, this boy got them holding up the belt because they just won. All right? Any questions, hate mail, love, sponsorship, and music. And music. We're still doing that thing. We love taking care of our new artists and showing them love and critiquing them and giving them the good word, the real word. All right, that's JBN Benny Blue. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? At gmail.com for all of those things, man. We are here again, episode 219.
Yes.
Six-year anniversary.
Indeed. Yes, right? Indeed.
Mock draft on the way. But before we do.
Yes, indeed.
Right? Benny got to bring the whole crew in. You know what I'm saying? So. Without further ado, right? We'd like to welcome our family. All right? Fellas, how we doing?
Mm-hmm. Let's let him in here first and foremost. Our guy, he is the host, co-host of Easy Sports Talk, CasualSports.com, and NBC Sports Radio, AM 1060 in Phoenix.
Uncle Earl!
It's our guy, none other than Easy Ed Smith. Mr. Smith, how are you doing this time?
Hey, what up? What up, both gentlemen? Hey, congratulations, man. What you guys are doing 6 years in, we all know that's like dinosaur years. That's not dog years.
Oh,
you guys keep bumping it out, man. We're proud of you guys, man. Keep doing what you're doing. Great to be here with you, man.
Appreciate you, brother.
And listen, Mr. Smith, when you know it's draft time, you know you got to be on. So we appreciate you making the time for us, as always. Part of that crew, he's our guy. He's one of the hosts of the Neutral Zone, and he is the special Mergang. Mm-hmm. That's the Cardinals correspondent. The very own, the man sipping tequila, Sean McConnell, the guy.
There it is.
What's up, baby? Six years, man. I can't believe it. Two of those years. I mean, it's like 5 years. Still, two kind of crunched together. But 6 years is amazing. It's amazing.
Hey, we appreciate that, man.
You've been a part of it, talking shit about my kiddies the whole time. But damn it, we still love you, Mr. McConnell. Ooh-wee.
All this shit just crunches together, don't you? It's all of it.
Yes. Now, joining us from a part that is known, Central Oregon. Oh, he is a staff writer for CasualSports.com and the owner of The Sports Mitch. Finally, with an excellent internet connection, you know him, you love him, Mr. Money Making Mitchell Hughes.
Hey, headphones. You got a picture in the
background.
Beautiful eggshell paint on the walls. We appreciate you, Mitch. That's beautiful. That's just gorgeous.
This is gorgeous, right?
Thanks for having me on. It's crazy. 6 years. That's about half of how long I was on radio. Or that's twice as long as I was on radio. Totally respect that. You guys are doing way better than I ever did. Ed, thank you. You were the first one to ever have me on your show with J-Love over there. And kind of ruining the next guest. Thank you, Earl, for keeping me on as a writer.
Uncle Earl!
I'll definitely keep writing for you as long as you let me. Keep going to those ASU games. I'll cover them till I die. So thank you, everyone.
Damn. Well, don't die at the game, Mitch. Good God Almighty. Lord have mercy. Speaking of the founder of
Stay away from those beavers over there.
You know him. You love him. He's two-time, count it, two-time COVID survivor. He is the founder of CasualSports.com and the host of the Casual Sports Talk Show. It is none other than Earl Casual.
Uncle Earl!
My peeps.
I know him. I know that guy.
Hey, I know this dude.
Hey, Earl, what up?
Let me just say thank you guys for gracing the network for so long and you guys doing what you do, man. It's always been awesome. You guys bring it every freaking time. And I must say, that's a bomb-ass intro that you was playing with that thing on promo. That was pretty dope, man. Who made that?
Benny Doozy.
You hooked it up.
Uncle Earl, what you mean? That's all you, baby. Boy, he's talking about tooting his own horn. You know what I'm saying? Look, don't break your arm, pat yourself on the back. I got that.
Oh, my God.
The network won't be where it is today. I mean, I appreciate everything y'all have been doing all this time, just grinding with us, man. I appreciate you. Ed, you guys. Sean, Mitch, man, damn, Mitch is out there doing the thing for me in these spots I can't get to. Hey, man, it's awesome, man. I appreciate every last one of y'all, man. Thank you.
We appreciate you, sir, for holding us down and sharing our content with the fine folks in the desert.
Get my running mate over there. He's the freaking company right there. My man, Sean, he run every damn thing around this damn thing.
He's the Sean, one running things.
Yep.
Running every damn thing.
Always has been with the tracks, Mr. Williams. Always has been with the tracks. Many with
he
the
hit
tracks.
Me up the other day, like, man, you got the stuff on the wrong page. You got. I'm like,
hey. It's always good to have somebody, you know what I'm saying, to make sure that you got the shit right.
Quality control, baby. It's quality control.
Goodbye with a little help from my friends, and we got the casualsports.com crew. So you know what time it is. What's our anniversary? God damn it, it's the NFL draft season. But before we get into our first round mock draft, we got to hit our guys with some motherfucking Boyne and Quincy. Quincy, appreciate you, sir. Thanks, appreciate the congratulations.
What up, big bro?
I don't know about them Chiefs, but appreciate the congratulations, good sir.
And that's my brother, man. Guys. For y'all, you know, so don't know Quincy Bridges. That's my older brother, man.
Nice.
That's my older brother right there, guys. You know what I'm saying? Family lamb, you know what I'm saying?
Quincy's been supporting us ever since the beginning, so we appreciate him. And look, fellas, draft is going to be wild. It's going to be in Vegas. People are going to be turnt, to say the least.
But they're not doing the boat thing, are they?
I think they are.
Oh, no, that's not. That's not it.
They're going to try to do what they missed out on.
That's not it. That's not it. The last time they brought us over in a boat, that shit didn't fare too well. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just...
Really?
They got, you know... they just be bringing us over in a boat like that. You know what I'm saying? We got to...
Oh, my God.
We're going to get these boys PTSD, man. Fuck.
Well, listen, we hope all these young men's dreams come true and, you know, they get to the right spot. But first, let's start with some Boyne impressions. All right, Dr. McConnell. Well, the Bird Gang... They gave Kyler the fifth-year option. It's going to be about 28 guaranteed. Will Keim get a deal done before training camp, sir? What do you think?
No.
Oh, no.
I don't think so. I don't think it's going to happen. I think this is just kind of one of those, like, mulligan years. And we'll see what happens. But I don't think it's going to happen. I definitely don't think so. He needs some tequila. He'll get the deal done.
Yeah, you know Keim is one to have a drink and forget to call an Uber, so maybe he'll have a nice little slurred up conversation with Kyler's agent. Earl, what do you think about this? I got to know your thoughts on this.
And it's kind of hard to tell who has the leverage right here. You know, it's kind of hard to tell because the Cardinals, they don't have to do anything. He was supposed to play on that 5-5. We knew he wasn't going to play on it, so now this picking up the option is like giving him almost what he wants, almost, right? He doesn't have to give him that big fat one that he's looking for, but I'm looking at him on the other side. Man, he just sit waiting, just sit pretty. He'll be fine. Lamar still got to sign a big fat contract. All these quarterbacks signing these big ass deals. Just sit pretty and take that 28 and call it a day. That's what I would do.
Interesting. Dr. Bridges, any thoughts?
You're not going to make me feel bad about $28 million. Like, you're just not going to do it. Right? There's no way in hell you're going to make me feel bad about $28 million guaranteed. Guaranteed, that's a big G behind that money, baby. You know how I speak about the big G. That's a big G right there. That means you're getting all that, every dime of that. You know what I'm saying? You're getting $28 million, kid. Can you give me a better brand of football, though? Right?
Thank you.
Can you do that? Can I get a better Kyler Murray than I got last year? That's all I want. We're going to give you this money, kid. And I've said it on the show before, Benny. You know that. You guys know because y'all listen. I just want the kid to grow the fuck up. I said, talent is there. You know what I'm saying? Arm strength is there. He going to have them wheels pretty much his whole life. And they might not be, you know what I'm saying, as fast as they was a while ago. But he going to have the ability to get out of trouble. He just got to come with a better product of play on the field. $28 million, son, like my boy Earl said, sit the fuck down, shut the fuck up, take that $28 million, play
exactly
better ball.
What he said.
Play better ball.
That's verbatim what he said.
I know what he meant to say. I know what he wanted to say. You know what I'm saying? He see too many people that I don't see, so you know, so he might have to answer to somebody. So I don't, right? You know what I'm saying? But play ball, son, and you're going to get paid a hell of a lot of money. Point blank.
There you go. Well said. Earl, I'm throwing it back to you. Oh, in your division, NFC West. Pause. Look, Niners, Deebo Samuel, requesting a trade. The reported price may include multiple first round picks. Do you think he's going to get dealt on draft night? And if so, what is the best fit for Mr. Samuel?
Well, I can say this. Get him out of the NFC West. If you got to get him out of here, but you know they're not going to draft him. They're not going to trade him to us.
Mitch, come on.
It ain't happening. So I would hope that would happen, but it's never going to happen.
No, y'all got your own problem.
I have no clue where he's going to end up. I really don't think they're going to move him, though, to be honest with you. I don't think he's going anywhere. I mean,
but Mitch, be honest. Isn't this destined to be a situation where the Jets overpay for him and then everything just fizzles out with him being on the weak ass Jets and it just never is the same for him? Like, he gets the bag, but he's never used appropriately like he was in Kyle Shanahan's offense. Isn't that the outcome of this? Mitch, it's gotta be, right?
To your point, remember Tyreek Hill was using the Jets as leverage to go to the Dolphins to get better pay from the Dolphins?
Damn sure was. Yep.
Now, that being said, I think he's a 49er. I think this is just negotiation leverage.
Exactly.
With Tyreek Hill making $30 million, 49ers don't want to pay more than $22 million right now because that went up so much. Debo's saying, I'll make 35 with the Jets. You're right. They're going to the Jets, but at the same time, 49ers ain't going to give his ass up.
Ed, what do you think about this whole debacle?
I mean, I'm right there with Earl. I think it's a little bit of a ploy. You know, I don't think the 49ers want anything to do with giving him up. At the same time, they're going to have to make some concessions. If you're going to run that boy into the ground, you know, you got to pay him to a certain degree. You know, if you ask him to do two jobs, we've all been there before. And, you know, they want me to do his and her job, but you're only going to pay me for mine. You know, so they're going to have to come off a little extra money. Or I don't know if you make him a promise that, hey, we're not going to do that to you. But then you get into that game plan each week. You know how it is, JB.
Yeah,
things
buddy.
Change when, you know, you see how you can exploit him. So, I think in the end, I think he lands back where he began right there with the 49ers.
Okay, so you think they ultimately get a deal done. Okay.
Yeah.
Ed, I'm throwing this next one to you at the chagrin of Mr. Hughes. Oh, A.J. Brown was seen catching passes from Jalen Hurts. So the Mitch's Titans trade A.J. Brown to the Eagles on draft night, Mr. Smith. Ooh, cover your ears, Mitch.
Wow.
This might be a possibility here.
This
could be a possibility. There's a little
strife
going on out there.
Damn.
I hate to say it, Mitch. And I know, first off, I'm glad to see you. I haven't seen you in a minute. I wish I could give you a virtual hug after the way things ended over there for you this year. We had big expectations for your Titans. Yeah, let me give you one of these, Mitch. Come on, get your arms around me.
I appreciate it.
Get in there, man. Get in there.
I feel better. I'm a hatred for 3 months, and now I just feel loved. This feels amazing.
Yeah, so this could be where there's smoke, there could be a little fire going on. So we'll see. But, yeah, this one doesn't look good for you, Mitch.
All right, Mitch, what's your rebuttal to that? What do you think?
From what I have seen from it, a lot of it, I think, honestly, Ryan Tannehill, this is his last year. I think that frees up money to pay A.J. Brown. I think they get a rookie quarterback. The whole thing right now is money. Same thing with Debo. Titans are only offering $20 million. They're saying $20 million flat, that's it. A.J.'s saying, look, Tyreek just got 30. I'm worth at least 32. I'm going to be the highest paid. I think they're going to get the rookie quarterback in there, which frees up money. I think AJ stays the Titan.
And it's interesting because Philly has 15 and 18, pending that there's no more trades, at least at the night of this recording. And if I'm not mistaken, the Titans aren't in the first round. So I don't know, man. You don't think there's going to be any wheeling and dealing to sling one of those picks to maybe
Titans
acquire services?
The
26th. So they could potentially trade up. Okay, maybe no possibility to swap. You know, Eagles maybe thinking, well, we want to move on from Jalen Reagor.
They might just kick him out the door. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I don't think Titans are interested in that.
Okay, all right.
From what I've read.
Oh, hey, man. Listen. We know the era that we live in, fellas. Once the player scrubs the social media. I'm just saying, you better. That's all I'm saying. I don't know if it's a Gen Z thing. Maybe that's what they do. But when they scrub the social media,
you might
want to start begging and pleading.
Didn't Kyler Murray scrub his social media and stay with the Cardinals?
We don't want to talk about that.
We don't know if he's staying.
We're not talking about Kyler. We're not talking about Kyler. Like, come on, man.
That's quarterback. That's different.
He asked you a question.
Yeah, okay.
Stick to the question, son. All right.
Stay on, yeah. Don't deflect.
My bad. Sorry.
Now, Mitch, I am going to ask you a question. Oh, Mr. Baker Mayfield. Do you think he's going to get dealt on draft night? And if so, what is his best fit? Dr.
I have a couple good fits for him. Seattle would be a good fit. My other good fit, I think he would be a good backup. Like, remember when... Remember when Tannehill got traded to the Titans and was like, what the hell? They have Mariota. Bring Baker. Have him fight Tannehill right now. Tannehill has really choked in big situations. See what happens. You're going to have to fight for your spot. Sorry, Baker, but you can win it at the end of the day if you stay healthy. So Seattle or a backup for Titans, those are your two options.
Sean, what do you think?
Yeah, my first gut reaction was actually Seattle. It's because, you know, I'm pessimistic, so I'm like, oh, crap, he's going to go Seattle. But you know another interesting one would be the Saints. The Saints would be kind of interesting. Yeah. I can see it.
Okay.
He would be a three at the Saints, though, because Jameis just started. You know what I'm saying? The other cat is, you know what I'm saying, there. What's his name?
The quarterback that's not really a quarterback, guys.
All right, Tebow tried a tight end thing too from quarterback. It didn't work too well. So yeah, that's just smoke and mirrors, right? And so he would go and be a three, right? I'm banking on Seattle. That Baker will end up in Seattle. I've said it from day one. I'm banking on it, and I think that's what it is.
Earl, you got a hot prediction?
Yeah, if he wants to start, it would be Seattle, yes. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, if he wants to be successful, it can't be Seattle, because if it's Seattle, he's going to struggle worse than he was in Cleveland. They ain't got nobody. What do they have on his team? I mean, they're definitely having some serious offensive line issues, and you don't want to send Baker over to a bad offensive line. We've already seen that story. So if I'm him, this is probably what's holding it up. If I'm him, like, no, I got to go to a team that's got some pieces that he can be successful in. And I'm looking at the Saints and Titans. That would be two perfect spots.
I like the Titans. Yeah.
Think in Carolina by chance. That might be another option.
They've already said they don't want him. They've openly said they don't want him.
I do like the Titans as a fit. Ed, what do you think? Are the Eagles going to stun you and be like, breaking news? The Eagles move number 18 for Baker Mayfield to compete.
Trading again. Jay made a statement. He just said if he wants to start, that's the issue. Baker thinks he is going to start wherever he goes.
Right.
It's like he looks to me like one of those pretty girls who has a scar on her face.
Here we go.
Kendrick Perkins.
I'm just saying, she's no longer the prettiest girl on the roster.
Well, hold on,
but she still thinks she is.
Hold on. We're gonna change that. We're gonna change that analogy from a scar on her face to having a baby. You know what I'm saying? So pretty girl that had one kid. She's still pretty as hell. But she got that trophy, and don't nobody want to deal with that trophy. You know what I'm saying? What is happening?
You can't tell him anything. So it's going to be hard for him to go anywhere when you tell him he's going to have to compete.
Right.
He's going to think he thinks he's earned the right, and that's going to be tough. You know, teams are going to have to kind of humble him even more than he's already been humbled, even though he doesn't think he's been humbled.
Yeah, that must be an Oklahoma quarterback thing, you know what I'm saying? Because we got a quarterback who needs his ass humbled. He played in Oklahoma. You let me get close to him, I'll humble his ass. Like, I'll sock his little ass in the mouth. Bruce Lee, you want to, I'll beat your little ass, boy.
You know what? I actually like the Titans, but let me throw you guys a dark horse. Not that I think you would actually do it, they make it work. The Bucks. I mean, if you're thinking about betting on yourself, they don't have a succession plan. I don't think it's going to happen, but honestly, that might not actually be
a
bad
idea
from a cultural fit and just for a contingency plan after. Because listen, Brady said he wanted to play to 45. He's going to achieve that, especially if they win the title this year. I feel like he's done. I know nobody can really say that to that guy's buried under cement, but the reality is, after him, it's Kyle Trask. We don't know about that. And then who's the other backup? His man. Yeah.
Is it still the neck?
Hey, that's not a bad.
No, it's not. It's not Glennon.
What's
his name? I think he was a Cleveland at one point. He's been a journeyman. But the point is,
come on, Gabbert.
I think it is Gabbert, yep. right? Yep. I think
Gabbert. Yeah, Blaine Gabbert. Yeah, Blaine. Yeah.
A Google search can confirm it's Blaine Gabbert.
There you go.
I was gonna say Kaiser.
It's gotta be Gabbert. That's Bruce Arians' dude right there.
That's
I know
his guy. Yeah,
he loves that guy.
That's his crew. All his whole crew. So
can I ask you guys a question? Just out of the blue, because this is gonna have a lot to do with where Baker Mayfield goes to. Where's Chase Daniels at? Right? Where the hell is Chase Daniels? I know he's still in the league somewhere. Right? Because Chase Daniels,
he's a free agent. Yeah.
Hey, but I'm saying, though, if Chase Daniels is somewhere, you know what I'm saying, like, we got to take consideration because Chase Daniels is the best backup quarterback that's ever lived. You know what I'm saying? So,
Colt McCoy
just found his groove last year with us. Oh, you know what I'm saying? He wasn't that guy.
Yeah, he's on the Chargers.
Yeah.
Yep. And finally, JB, speaking of quarterbacks, I'm throwing this final hot one to you. In this draft, which team is most likely to take a quarterback first? Good sir.
I mean, can I get the order of operations, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to the draft? Can I see who has the first 10 picks?
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah, I didn't study either, JB. It's okay.
Yeah, I never studied.
This is like the book report the day of. All right, so you got Jaguars, Lions, Texans, Jets, Giants, Panthers, Giants again, Falcons, Seahawks, Jets, then the Commanders, Vikings, Texans, Ravens, Eagles,
Oof.
Chargers, Eagles again, Saints, Pittsburgh, another one to keep an eye on. The Pats, dude.
My answer is already in.
The Falcons. What you got?
The Falcons.
Really? Okay, Falcons at 8. And who do they take?
I think they try to finagle something to get that kid from Liberty.
I think
the Falcons are in win now mode. They need that, right? They gotta have that. Pittsburgh, they picked up an old boy, and I think they're cool with that. They got Trubisky, and I think they're cool with that. Yeah, because Trubisky ain't got a lot of miles on him. You know what I'm saying? He showed that he can be a better quarterback than what he was when he got drafted to the Bears. So I think that Atlanta takes that kid Malik, you know what I'm saying, because I think they're leaning towards different because they've had Matty Ice for so long and stand in the pocket, deliver quarterback, right? They're going in a whole nother direction. So I see Atlanta taking a quarterback first. I mean, based on, you know, saying what they got in front of them, they might move up to get this kid because of in fear that somebody else might get him. So, yeah.
Okay, I can see that. Ed, what you think?
Wow, I'm not sure about the Falcons. I think they're in kind of – rebuild mode a little bit after getting rid of Matty Ice, and they've kind of shipped everything out of there. That, man, I think if anything, I'm thinking the Saints might jump up from 16 in front of a couple of these teams with, you know, with your boy there as a stopgap and get Malik in there. I think he'd be a good tutor for him. I think the Saints kind of sneak up there and kind of make a surprise move in front of everybody.
Okay. Nice. Mitch, any thoughts in this department?
Yeah, I got something on that. You got it, Mitch? My bad.
You're good. I have two different thoughts. I think Houston should. I don't think they do, though. I think Kyle Pitts goes to Pittsburgh, and I think it becomes Pittsburgh.
You think Kyle Pitts is going to get dealt to Pittsburgh?
What?
Yeah,
no, Mitch, I think you're smoking
Mitch,
too much of that.
Mitch,
I'm smoking too much of that Oregon Beaver over there.
I'm getting you off. That moonshine's going to your beard, son.
I've seen a lot of people, and a lot of people do not like Kyle Pitts that much. I think he drops a little bit.
It ain't about what they like, Mitch.
I'm cutting you off. Earl, jump in. Come on.
They got a whole lot of money. They got a whole lot of money. Boy.
It's got to be 100%. Malik is going to number 9 Seattle, and this is why. Seattle is going to try to keep the same since they kept the old fart Carroll as the coach. So they're going to bring the same type of kid in and have a guy that can run around, do the same things, a little bit of things that Russell was able to do. They want to keep the same system. I don't think it works for Atlanta because Atlanta's brought in Mariota to try to say, there's no quarterbacks in this draft, so let's just go ahead and let this kid come in, Mariota, and kind of keep it on, you know, keep it going, you know, while they rebuild. So I think it's going to be Seattle with Malik at number 9.
I like that.
Sean, what you think?
You know, Benny, just to mess with you, I think the Lions are going to pick a quarterback.
No!
They're not going to pick Malik. They're not going to pick Malik. No, that's too easy. They're going to pick Sam Howell out of North Carolina. I think that's what they're going to pick the next Jared Goff, right? I think that's
perfect. That guy's so good.
Yeah. And then
no, that's the next Baker Mayfield. That's right there. That's he's better, the next Baker Mayfield.
No, yeah, that's true.
Leave it to Sean to come in here and throw jabs.
Yeah, so Sean, as soon as they go to the podium with that one, all you're going to hear is, that's right, boo this man, boo.
Listen, hey, before we start the draft, I need to refill on my drinks, so can we pay some bills, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to need some drinks to do this draft, because this shit is going to be fucked up.
Well, damn it, we are going to pay some bills. Please tap in with our sponsor, ValleyBoysAssociation.com. You will see the shirt as JB gets up and walks away to refill his drink. Go to ValleyBoysAssociation.com and use code PODCAST22 for 20% off your order at checkout. And, of course, make sure to get at our guy. It's TimDeBuy.com. If you need a new or pre-owned vehicle, no matter where you're at in the country, please text REVIEW to 515-444-7003. That's 515-444-7003. And follow him at It's Tim to Buy on Instagram so you can see what inventory he has for you next. And speaking of which, make sure to follow us at JB and Benny Blue on all social media. And please subscribe to our YouTube channel for more content. Again, coming right up, we have the first round mock draft with our guys from casualsports.com and a special huge, momentous announcement at the end of the show about the future of this show. We call that a teaser in this business, Dr. Burnett, as you know. So we're going to get down to business with that. And of course, listen, man, the guys are all here. Go to casualsports.com. Make sure to check out Easy Sports Talk, Casual Sports Talk, The Neutral Zone, Mitch's articles, Microphone Masters, The Focus. The whole thing is connected right there, and we are part of the Believe Podcast Network because, damn it, we believe. All right? So that's paying the bills. All right, gentlemen. Now we are going to be getting into our patented 2022 first round mock draft. All right? So here's the deal. There's been some trades. There's been some wheeling and dealing in real life. So the names have been randomized. All right? So there's no home cooking in this. All right? We got our guys lined up with their picks. They are going to be making the picks as they are ordered, not picking for the team per se. So it could be a different person picking for the same team. So you can call it like a multiple GM sort of situation. Let's just say the real GM went to the bathroom and another one slid in to make the pick. That's how you look at that. No trades in this thing. My guys are going to be dropping in their picks in the chat, and then you will see what they're looking at. 1 minute on the clock per pick. And listen, man, the time is now. It is now time for the review / casualsports.com 2022 mock draft. And it is officially open. And I'm the commissioner. That's right. That's right. Boo me, damn it. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. Keep booing. Keep the boos going. It's not the real draft.
Where's the punchline?
Come on. That's right. Is that the best you got? Is that the best you got?
Comedy right. Central called. They want you back.
Oh, that's right, damn it. I'm the commissioner in this thing, and guess what? The Jacksonville Jaguars and Ed Smith are on the clock, baby. That's right.
We're gonna make this real quick. Do you want to drop it in there real quick?
You got drop it. All your picks, drop them in the chat, baby.
He's got to learn how to type.
Oh, okay. Very good. Very good. That's right. So it looks like the old pick is in. Buddy. That's right. Okay, very good. With the first pick in the 2022 review / casualsports.com mock draft, Ed Smith, Jacksonville Jaguars select Trayvon Walker, edge rusher out of Georgia. Mr. Smith, why did you make this pick first for the Jaguars, my friend?
Well, you know, we went out and spent all that money in free agency beefing our, you know, wide receiver core up with Christian Kirk and a whole bunch of dudes. And, you know, I felt like on the defensive side of the ball, we had to address some issues. And I think, I mean, we're starting from scratch. This is a good foundation right here with Mr. Trayvon Walker. Let's get this defense rolling and go from there.
Okay. All right. Any other thoughts from the gents on the first pick?
Great first pick, man. Great pick. First
like
pick.
Like a lot.
He's the size of a bus, and he runs like a Lamborghini. Good pick.
I like it.
You know the problem with Lamborghinis? Motor's always fucked up.
That's dirty.
That's a bad
one. Just being honest, bro.
All right.
That's a Robert Dedici take right there.
Oh, man. All right. Well, this is gonna be pure comedy from Central Oregon. Oh, Mitch is on the clock with my Detroit Lions. Ooh-wee.
Oh, this is what I thought I would have the entire day. I already have my pick.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Mitch, that's awesome, right, man.
I guarantee I
like
it's
quick
be something
picks.
Janky.
I, for some reason, I had number two in my mind the entire time. I prepared for number two. Had
right.
Nothing else
small guessings.
All right. Oh, my God. This is a little bit too on the nose. All right. I respect it. The pick is in, baby. Oh, yes. I love it. All right. With the second pick in 2022 review/casualsports.com NFL mock draft, Mitch's Detroit Lions select Michigan native, go blue. It's Aiden Hutchinson Edge from the University of Michigan. Mitch, why did you make this pick, sir?
So I probably watched as many Detroit games as you did because my dad's a hardcore fan. So I have to sadly sit.
I did not know that. I actually did not know that. You,
okay. Yeah, he's a huge. He's been his whole life, sadly. So I've had to watch. Wait,
you got a father? I thought they made you a laugh, Big Daddy.
It's Sasquatch.
You need an intro.
That's just me. I didn't know, man. That's just me. You my guy. You know I love you, bro. You know what I'm saying?
No, you're good. every team needs an edge rusher. This year's edge rushers are amazing. This dude's from Michigan, knows how to play in Michigan. You need Aiden Hutchinson.
It's a dome, Mitch.
Okay. Yeah.
Still Michigan. That depressing ass state. You're still in that depressing ass state.
My God.
You were in Central Oregon. Oh, you're rich.
I knew Benny was about to get on your ass.
I knew he was about to get on your ass. You straight, like wood, backwoods crackers where you live. You have the nerve to talk about the state of Michigan. Good God Almighty, man.
Yes, I do.
God bless you. But listen, that was a solid pick. Oh my God! All right.
Oh my God!
How do we follow that? Oh man!
Oh my God! Well, Earl's gonna follow it. Earl is on the clock with man. The Houston Texans, baby. Ooh wee!
Damn, that's a hard one. I mean, not hard, but they need every damn thing. But let me see. What do you start?
Oh, ooh, this man!
All right, my pick is in, man.
Oh, right. Yeah, let's go.
Is he dropping it in the chat? Oh, there it is. That's right, the pick is in. All right, let's see what you got.
I feel like I've seen this movie before.
Exactly.
Okay. All right, with the third pick in the 2022, the review/casualsports.com NFL mock draft, Earl's Houston Texans select Akeem Ekwonu, offensive lineman from North Carolina State. Sir, were you feeling a need on this one?
This is a bad rock to make everywhere. So I mean, when you're trying to rebuild, you got to start somewhere where you can make some where you can stop some damn body. So I mean, hey, here, why not get the best dude on the board while he's there? So that's a no brainer. You could have went quarterback, but you can't block for him. So you got to go ahead and try.
Got Davis Mills. They apparently like Davis Mills.
You have got to fill the trenches, baby.
Exactly. You are rebuilding, so you might as well start from scratch and get that best dude from the tackle position out there.
Yeah, I was going to say. You rubbed that one out.
That was too.
I was going to say, JB, first hog off the board. What you think about Earl's pick there?
I think he can play tackle and guard. I like the way he moves. I think he needs to lose. Well, they list him at 310, but that's some bullshit. This boy about 345 easy. You've seen him in that uniform. He needs to lose some weight. He needs to get in shape. He needs to get ready for the NFL. The guys that last in the NFL can play guard and tackle. So to play guard and tackle in the NFL, you got to be – he's perfect height, 6'4", but you got to be around 315 to 320 and in great shape, you know what I'm saying, with the feet, you know what I'm saying, the balance. So it's a good pick. Can't go wrong with an offensive lineman that's solid, right? Mm-hmm. He's just that out of North Carolina State, very solid pick. So good stuff.
Okay, very good. Well, Dr. McConnell, you are on the clock with the BUMS bums, bums, bums. Oops, I mean the JETS Jets, Jets, Jets. Ooh.
Bums.
The bums.
A team that is just riddled with always picking the draft the wrong way. My pick is it.
Ooh.
And the pick is in.
All right. Okay. All right. With the fourth pick in the 2022 review/casualsports.com NFL mock draft, Sean's New York Jets select Derek Stingley Jr., corner out of LSU. Perhaps the steal of the draft, sir. What do you think about this one?
Look, you always, when you're the Jets, you always build the offense. You always build it the wrong way. It always breaks. Might as well start with the defense this time and see if you can't get something out of it.
See, here's the thing, Sean, and I like that pick because, as I was saying with the two DBs that were on my show, the Gridiron Griots, Matt Ware and Hamza Abdullah, you can't go wrong with getting a good cornerback. You just can't. Exactly. Right? You can't. That means that half of your field has been shut down. So, no, that was a wonderful pick. I appreciate that. That's good stuff. All right.
Mitch, what you seem to be concerned about Derek Stingley in the chat. Voice your concern, Mitch.
Yeah, he's 6'1", 195. Are you worried about him against a more physical wide receiver?
Can I say something? Can I say something?
Yeah,
Mitch, what the fuck do you think cornerbacks are? 6'1", 195 is prototypical size for a cornerback in the NFL. That's perfect. If you're going to get perfect, that's perfect, right? He's not too tall, not too big, not too lanky, right? They frown on lanky because they feel like lanky can't turn and run, right? So, and they frown on short because they feel like short can't play the deep ball. So, 6'1", 195, he probably will start to play in a 205 because Ed can attest, you know, say they're going to put about 8 to 10. They're going to put about 8 to 10 pounds on him, right? Mm-hmm. So, he's going to play at about 205. He's physical as shit. Right? Oh, no. Size, no, sir. Not at all.
He's only allowed like a 41.1 completion percentage his whole career since he was a freshman.
Solid.
That don't just happen. That don't just happen.
Solid. Solid.
That's a kid that knows the fundamentals of playing that position. That's
solid.
Man.
Yeah. Thank you, Will.
Solid. Yep.
Yeah, and the only reason why he's been falling down the board is because the time that he missed. But it's like, you know, the dude's talent, and this is not a draft where it's a clear cut. You got to get this, you know, it's definitely going to be a need versus want type of draft. So, yep. Sean, I like it. You're doing too bad. You're not the Jets' real GM because you probably get a raise for that one. So, God
hey, Sean,
bless America.
Sean, give me some time, bro. Give me some time. All right, I'm gonna wiggle all us in this bitch some kind of way. All right.
Speaking of you, Dr. Bridges, we are staying in New York City. It's the GE, man, and you are on the clock at number 5, my friend.
Welcome to New York City.
Why the fuck I got to get the G, man? My pick is in. My pick is in, man. You know what I'm saying? My pick is in.
Drop it in the chat, baby. Drop it in the chat. Ooh.
$5, this is a tackle. I knew it.
All right.
What else is it going to be?
Listen.
The pick is in.
Call that bitch out.
All right, with the fifth pick in the review/casualsports.com 2022 NFL mock draft, JB's New York Giants select Evan Neal, tackle out of Alabama. Why, Dr. Bridges, why this pick?
We just talked about, you know, some of the last two picks, right? You're going to build your team. You're going to build your team around a position that's going to hold you down, that's going to literally cut off half of whatever that position is, right? This kid can play guard and tackle. He's 6'7", I get it. But I still believe that he needs to lose about 13 pounds, right, just to get in that perfect physical shape. I watch him play, his balance, his patience, his hands. Like these offensive line things, we're talking O-line shit now, right? His balance, his patience, his hands, and pass protection. I don't worry about people too much in run game. Like I really just don't, right? I don't worry about the run game too much. If you can put your body on somebody and run your feet, you're going to be pretty okay in the run game. Pass protection is where you make your money in the league, and this kid is going to be okay, right, because his patience – his long arm punch, right? His reluctancy to move when a defender moves, meaning that he don't overplay anything, right? The kid, and the fact that he wears number 73.
Don't bury the lead. That's a real answer.
100%.
He's a kid. He's a kid, man.
You know what I'm saying? What you mean? That boy wore number 73, and I guarantee if you ask him, hey. He done seen JB play some kind of way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The shit look real. So I see some real familiarities in that motherfucker. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, Evan Neal, all right, do your thing, boy.
There it is. Ed, real quick, what you think about the pick?
I like that pick. And I'm right there with JB in terms of kind of solidifying that line, you know? Especially when you're struggling. You got a young quarterback. You need to protect him. And this is kind of do or die for their
breaker for Danny Dimes.
For Danny Dimes.
So Ed, I'm gonna ask them a decent young quarterback, right? The kid's not bad. This kid a bad rap. I mean, like, he's as good as any mediocre. I mean, any lower solid level quarterback in the league, bro. Like,
a good guy.
That was the greatest, meanest thing ever.
And he's been running for
that was any mediocre.
It's the back of my hand because it's a compliment.
Listen. look. It's only three descriptions in the NFL. You got elite. You got solid. You got I. Right.
Yeah.
He's literally like more leaning towards solid than I. So he, with a couple years of play and better offensive line, of course, where he can show what he can do, he can become a solid quarterback and be a solid quarterback in this league for a long time. He has the talent, man.
Not only make
he better than Baker Mayfield.
Damn time.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we'll see. He definitely deserves another year. And hey, listen, Ebony will be a good pick to help him out with that. All right, JB, in the words of the Jackson 5, just look over your shoulders, honey. It's pick number 6, and it's your former employer, the Carolina Panthers. You are on the clock again, sir. Snake style.
I am? Ooh, outstanding. That's right. You know what I'm saying?
Carolina another tackle.
Let me, yeah. I don't know about all that. You know what I'm saying? Let me slide through. Darnold, you know what I'm saying? What we got going on here? Let's see here. All right.
We got 1 minute.
Let me see who's off the board here. Okay, I got you there. All right, let's see.
We got Walker, Hutchinson, Kwamu, Stingley, and then Neal so far.
I know they need a compliment to that light-skinned kid. What's his name they got there, receiver?
Talking about McCaffrey?
Watch
running back receiver?
He light-skinned, all right, because he damn sure ain't white. McCaffrey. he light-skinned because he damn sure ain't white, all right?
Was it Reed? DJ Reed or something like that?
Oh, all right. Ooh, buddy. The pick is
DJ
in.
Moore.
That's right. The pick is in. All right. With the 6th pick in the review/casualsports.com 2022 NFL mock draft, JB's Carolina Panthers select... Oh. Chris Olave, receiver out of Ohio State. Nice. Oh, why did you make this pick, sir?
I think he's gritty, right? And the word gritty. And, of course, I went back and forth with him and Jameson Williams. You know what I'm saying? I was kind of like, one of the two, because I wanted to put a receiver there that can compliment. What is the kid's name, the long kid number 11? What's his name? Anderson?
Yeah.
Anderson, yeah. So, Anderson, I wanted to, he always has. So, I wanted to put somebody there that compliments this kid, right? But... You have two similar skill sets. So here comes the question of who you're going to guard, right? Anderson is taller, right? But I think that Olave. Olave has the better hands, right? But I think he's nasty too. I don't think he minds going over the middle. You know what I'm saying? I think he'll love to play slot. And I think, you know what I'm saying, that if they put him right in the right position, i.e. the slot, oh my God, he can do some fucking damage. So, yeah, okay. I'm loving that pick, you know what I'm saying? And, of course, they got Sam Darnold there, who's kind of in the same boat as Daniel Jones, right? Better than average, right below solid. I think he'll be just fine.
Okay, there we go. Keeping it moving. The G-men are now in the possession of Sean via the trade from Chicago. Sean, you're on the clock at number 7, my friend.
I'm just going to dunk on whatever JB started with this team, so.
Oh, let's see what he's got. Oh, the commissioner. Oh, this guy's finally going off the board, baby, and the pick is in. That's right. All right.
Why not?
With the 7th pick in the review/casualsports.com 2022 NFL mock draft, Sean's New York Giants select Kayvon Thibodeau, edge out of Oregon. Sean, why did it take this long for this guy who's been projected to potentially be a top three pick to go, sir? What happened?
I don't know what these GMs are doing, man. I have no clue. But you know what happens here is that this guy's got good size, good grade. I like this pick for the G-men. It's good defense. Let's build the defense up.
Can I explain why you fail?
No.
I'm concerned with him gaining weight.
Ooh. Okay.
Good
pizza in New York.
So here's the thing, right? No. So listen to this. when you're talking about slice. Go to Long Island and get a slice. So
make sure to fold it.
Right. When you're talking about colleges, you said he went to Oregon, bro. Right? Now, I watched this kid play. I had the opportunity and the pleasure of watching this kid play because I was in California at the time when he was in high school. Right? He started Dorsey High School. He went out to Oaks Christian. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I watched this kid play his whole life, basically. Right? Now, he only gained about 9 to 10 pounds from the moment he came from Oaks Christian to Oregon. This NFL, baby. Right? So, he's what, 255 because he's 6'5"?
258, but
yeah. Right? Because he's 6'5"?
6'3".
Right?
Yeah.
Chandler Jones is a similar body type. But Chandler Jones is a better football player, right? And was a better football player when he was the same age as Kayvon Thibodeau. So I'm not knocking the kid. I think he's going to have a solid career. But my concern is, can he gain weight to be durable? Because in NFL, you got to stop the run, bro. You got to stop the run, bro. This ain't college, homeboy. You got to put your arms on somebody, stop their foot drive, and get ready to shed to make a tackle. You got to maintain, contain. Can he do that in NFL? I'd have slapped the shit out of that little boy. You know what I'm saying? That's just me. You know what I'm saying? So,
He slapped two people already this show.
I mean, you know, I do.
I know, right? Yeah, you got receipts on a podcast already. Jesus Christ, we have an hour in.
So, hey, how much would you?
Let's call me Will Smith, dog.
You just sent me down memory lane, mentioning Dorsey High School, man. That sent shockwaves through me real quick, real fast.
Mitch, what you got real fast?
How much weight would you like him to gain then? If he's let's say 260 right now, how much weight do you want him to gain?
So here's the thing. It's like, it's about divisions, right? Let's look at divisions. Who's he got in that division, right? If he goes to the Giants, who's he got in that division?
Ezekiel Elliott.
Jets.
You got the Dallas Cowboys.
Cowboys. Right?
You got the Commanders.
And Eagles.
And you got the Eagles. And all of them like to do what?
Run the ball.
Run the ball.
It's the it's the NFC motherfucking beast. You know what I'm saying? It's going to forever be that because that's not going to go away, right? They have to continue to maintain that muster. Like, they have to do that, right? So the Eagles found out they can run the ball last year and they leaned on it. The Commanders, come on, man. Riverboat Ron is their coach. You think they're going to run the ball? And Dallas? They hung their hat on it for years and they continue to. Zeke is still there. You know what I'm saying? They got the young boy there who likes to run the rock, right? And does a great job of it. So you got to put your hands on people. I needed him to get to, like, I don't know, 265? You know what I mean? Like 270? And still be able to be explosive and get to the quarterback and so on and so forth. Like, but he need that weight because he'll get folded up like an envelope, man.
So you're saying he should go to the NFC West where it's the Rams, the Cardinals, the Seahawks? Is that maybe better for him?
I feel like you're trying to sneak this, but
all right. The commissioner's cutting this off, right?
There you go, commissioner. We only got a certain amount of time. What the fuck?
Number 8, Falcons. Earl, you're on the clock, sir.
I thought he was going to give me Seattle, man. That would have been easy.
Okay, that's right.
Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me get to the board real fast of who I'm putting up here because it's pretty easy.
What I say?
Okay. Number 8 pick.
What I say?
Is he gonna go quarterback?
What I say?
I already told you he wasn't gonna go quarterback.
Nah, shit.
Nah. Okay, it's in. We'll just write it in here.
All right.
Just type the damn pick here.
you're about to get the boo, baby.
It ain't spelled right. Who gives a damn?
Oh, my God. Boo. Boo this man. Jesus Christ.
There he is.
All right. The pick is in. Okay. Interesting. All right. Interesting. All right. With the 8th pick in the review/casualsports.com 2022 NFL mock draft, Earl's Dirty Birds Atlanta Falcons select receiver Jameson Williams out of Bama. Mr. Burnett, explain your pick, sir. Why do they take Mr. Williams at this pick?
It's pretty simple. They had an Alabama receiver that's gone now from gambling, right? and they got to replace him. Oh, it's pretty simple.
Shut
pretty
out, simple. Really.
Say simple. Word to Pete Rose, baby.
they need some weapons for this young quarterback, Mariota. Mariota, to me, is not going to be that bad, to be honest. I think give him a few weapons, and he'll be serviceable until they find their next guy. So I think this guy a good star receiver, actually. Everybody's kind of tripping up about the ACL thing, but hold on a second. You know, people get injured. He's going to come back better than he was in Alabama. He's got to go to the NFL, going to be in a different system the whole nine. So I think he's going to be a good pick for the Falcons.
All right. I like it. Keeping it moving. The Squawks are on the clock from Denver, and it's Mitch with the ninth pick, baby.
I'm so stuck between the person I want and the top talent, which now I understand how these owners feel every single time they have to go and pick this pick.
Okay, Jerry Jones.
If you got my attitude, you go pick the motherfucker.
Jerry.
You know what I'm saying? Let's go. Jerry
Jones. Jerry.
Come on, Mitch.
I already got it in. Oh. He just has to announce it. Let's do this, fucker.
I got the envelope, baby. All right.
It's getting chippy.
With the ninth pick in the 2022 review/casualsports.com mock draft, Mitch's Squawk select safety Kyle Hamilton, a guy who's been rated on a lot of top draft boards. Mitch, why does he go to the Squawks after they had that debacle with Jamal Adams? Why do you think he ends up going to the Squawks, sir?
I think you answered the question. Plus, I think at this point, Kyle Hamilton is the best prospect on that list. I think it mixed with being mad at Jamal Adams plus Kyle Hamilton, throw him on there and tell Jamal Adams to shut up and bye-bye.
Well, it's going to be easier said than done. Are you saying he's the best remaining or the best prospect, period?
Best remaining clear about that. Prospect.
Best remaining. Ah, okay.
I would say right. He should be drafted earlier than this.
It's about defensive back.
What?
You're saying
overall prospects.
Yeah, because honestly, to be honest with you, I feel like he can't cover certain tight ends in this league. So we're going to see. In the words of Drake, we're going to see.
I think if he got Kelsey, he probably can't cover Kelsey, but who the fuck can? I think if he got a healthy Kittle, who can cover him? But I think if you go down below Waller, I think he can cover every tight end at that point.
Okay.
We're going to see how he translates.
We're going to see.
All right, Ed, you're on the clock with the Jets at number 10, my friend. Ooh, he's been waiting, baby. Oh,
Couldn't wait.
Gotta get some weapons in there for that young quarterback, man.
That's right. With the 10th pick. Yeah, the 10th pick in the review/casualsports.com NFL mock draft. Ed's New York Jets select receiver, Drake London out of USC. Why do you like this pick, Mr. Smith?
I love it.
I don't know. I like the upside of him. You know, he's a big 6'4", 219-pound wide receiver. Not necessarily a burner, but, you know, I like the fact getting some skilled players in for the young quarterback. And they've been, you know, with the defensive-minded coach, sometimes they, you know, we all know that they kind of don't pay too much attention to that other side of the ball. I think it's going to be
Robert Saleh. Really, yeah,
Saleh. I think it's necessary. Somebody's in his ear, they're going to get this young dude some weapons and kind of go from there, and I think this is a good start.
Okay, very good. All right, Mitch, it's coming back to you. The artist formerly known as the football team, it's the Washington
Penny.
Commanders.
Penny, can I ask a question real quick to the two football guys here real fast?
Go ahead. Make it quick. We're time crunch. Let's go.
We hear that term upside so much. What determines upside?
Upside means that his skill set will transfer to the NFL properly, right? That means that he can continue to grow. So one thing I like about London, he's a fucking dog, right? You know what I'm saying? He's mean. You know what I'm saying? He's big. He's strong. He's fucking nasty. You know what I'm saying? Like, little DBs can't fucking get with him. You know what I'm saying? So that means that the kid from LSU is a perfect size to take on Drake London. You know what I'm saying? Because he's 6'1".
Basically, you're Mitch, you're predicting his future's going to be X, Y, whatever, better. Than
brighter. Him. His future will be brighter because he's going to adapt to the NFL, and his skill set will transcend and make him a better football player because he's got to the NFL level. Yeah.
Okay.
It's on the clock, baby.
Oh, that's the question.
Mitch, we're waiting on you.
Sorry, I thought we were giving Earl time to ask his question. This is all my bad.
This is the war room. Your war room ain't got nothing to do with us. You know what
I'm saying? I know.
You watched the draft for 20 years.
Does ESPN stop because you know what I'm saying, you in the war room?
Yes, it does. Everything time revolves around me, JP. You've dealt with both of you.
Maybe Russell, where you at right now, but no.
All right, with the 11th pick in the review / casualsports.com 2022 NFL mock draft, Mitch's Washington Commander select Ahmad Sauce Gardner, corner out of Cincinnati. Why do you like this guy?
This is why I put that question up there about size. He's 6'3", 200 pounds. Might be a little bit too tall for JB. But, I mean, he goes up to 210. I absolutely love this dude. He can cover great. And I wanted him in New York anyways because his nickname is Sauce. New York needs some sauce in their mix, let's be honest. So the fact that he fell down to me, I love it. The Commanders rely on their defense. Keep it up.
That's a great pick, Mitch. I ain't gonna lie. That's a great pick.
I like it. Okay. Solid. Okay, very good. Keeping this thing moving at number 12, it's Earl and the Skull Vikings.
Oh,
with Earl.
The Vikings.
It was close. The
Vikings.
I love it.
Okay, Vikings. Damn.
That's right.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
Man. This is where this draft starts to get really freaking jacked up. Let me see.
Hey, go and make fun of him real quick. You were making fun of me for taking so long while he talked. Let's go.
He in this thing slow motion. You was like, pause. You know what I'm saying? He's looking.
Right. That's why I messaged you, Mitch. I'm like, Mitch, make your pick, fool.
Hey, Benny, do this. So, hey, make sure the next person knows who's up. You know what I'm saying? So they can kind of like start looking, bro. Because in one minute.
Hey, you're not his real dad. Don't do that.
Trying to get the commissioner orders.
Especially
$60 million.
This motherfucker misguided, boy.
All right, Earl, you're out of time. Come on, man. What do we got?
I'm coming.
He's fighting his keyboard.
We'll agree with you.
But not your wife, Earl. I'm coming.
You stupid.
Earl's a ninth grade typing class right
now.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna be here till 11 at night. Good lord.
Let's do it. Right. Let's go.
Oh my god. Ooh,
oh my god.
All right. Stupid. All right. The pick is in.
Let's go.
All right.
Woo.
With the 12th pick in the review / CatholicSports.com 2022 NFL mock draft, the Skull Vikings select, if I can find his ass, there he is, Trent McDuffie, corner out of Washington. Why did you like this pick, good sir?
I like this pick because the Vikings do need to have some defense in that dang division against the Mr. Aaron Rodgers. And we know that Patrick Peterson is on his way downward, and he's going to need some help on the other side. And this kid can come in here and kind of help him a little bit. So kind of how I see that. 5'11 kid, that's pretty consistent. You know, 16. I mean, he hasn't allowed a score at all in his whole collegiate career. So, hey, good corner. You can't go wrong with corner, so that's what the Vikings got to ban.
That's right.
Okay, I like it. All right, very good. All right, keeping this thing moving. Number 13. Oh, it's a Baker for Deshaun pick. It's the Texans from Cleveland, and Sean is on the clock, baby. Ooh-wee.
Oh, shit, Sean. He's prepared, too. Look at that face.
Prepared.
The man's in the war room.
He's in the war room, bro.
He's in the war room. I like it.
That's why I said who's next. I want to know who's on first, goddammit.
All right, damn it. So, with the 13th pick in the review / casualsports.com 2022 NFL mock draft, Sean's Houston Texans select Charles Cross, O-lineman out of Mississippi State. The sip. Sean, why do you like this pick?
I love that dude.
Look, I know we just got a tackle, guys, but we're the Texans, and we need more tackles because we don't know what the hell we're doing.
Yep, that's how you do it.
Pro Football Talk has him rated as number 3 overall, so I'm going to say this is a steal for me. I know JB's got his knocks on this guy, but I like it. Two tackles. I got two phones. I got two tackles.
Okay.
All right. You got two phones. You know what I'm saying? Like
Kenny Gates.
Like Kenny Gates. I got two phones.
Mitch, what you got?
Can I hear your knock on him, JB? Because I haven't honestly heard it.
I don't have a knock on him. Like he put me out there. Like I don't even know this motherfucker.
Yeah, come on, man. Because you would have picked him by now.
I left that. You would have picked him. I wanted to hear your problems with him.
I ain't got no beef with that kid. I don't even know this motherfucker. Damn, right. Sorry you put me out there like that.
JB, I thought you would have picked him by now. I think you were
on the clock. JB's on the clock. Quote the Raven, nevermore, baby. JB.
Then he would have picked him.
Nice. We love it, right? Quote the Raven, nevermore. All right. Okay. I got two guys right here. So watch what I'm about to do. Watch what I'm about to do.
You pick one.
Hey, relax. You gotta have two options. You know what I'm saying?
Seeing like, double doesn't mean you get to pick double.
That's right. Like, I know
you're drinking, but watch what I'm about to do. All right.
Listen.
Watch what I'm about to do. All right.
Okay. All right. Very good.
A long way from Utah.
That's right. All right, man. Don't spoil it. Good God Almighty. For the 14th pick in the review slash casualsports.com NFL mock draft, JB's Ravens select Devin Lloyd, linebacker out of Utah. JB, why do you like this young man from Moyman country?
Quote the Raven, nevermore. Right. So listen, the second coming of some dude they used to have there, right?
Wow, I don't say that.
No,
some dude they used to have there.
No. No.
Really?
Some dude. Same measurables.
You talking about the murder?
Hey.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
I'm
not put that on there, man. Ray, I'm sorry, Ray.
I'm just joking,
Ray,
man.
I'm sorry. You know you my boy. Hey, Ray, come on, beat you my big brother, Ray. I ain't say that shit. He said it. Allegedly.
I guess Earl's never going to get to meet Ray, I guess.
Listen.
I'm going to meet Ray.
Credential revoke.
Listen. So, the fact that the Ravens are a defensive-minded football team, point blank period, right? They pride themselves on nasty, right? This kid fits the Ravens' scheme, fits the Ravens' attitude. He's 6'3". He's about 235 pounds. Probably going to get to about 245 once he start eating real good. You know what I'm saying? But he can run. He plays the ball well. He's instinctive. I think this kid is going to do very well. Welcome to the flock, kiddo.
Okay, there it is. All right, Mr. Smith, you were in luck. Just as I said to JB, just look over your shoulder, honey. Look, it's the Eagles and Ed from Miami at number 15.
Oh,
Mr. Smith, what
goodness.
You thinking? You've had a lot of time in the war room to marinate on this one, my friend.
Let's go here. Let me see.
We're 15, halfway through, baby.
I'm falling asleep. I don't know what the fuck.
And we're gonna rapid fire. You're the one giving Mel Kiper analysis between each pick. Good lord.
Right, I'm saying I give a short reasoning and we move on.
Okay, the pick is in, baby.
Oh, that's a good pick.
That's right. All right. With the 15th pick in the review slash casualsports.com NFL mock draft, it is Ed Smith Eagles taking the receiver Jermaine Johnson II, or receiver Edge, out of Florida State. Why do you like this guy, good sir?
I like this guy.
Hey, little defensive line, man. I mean, that's, you know, kind of setting that foundation for me. I you know, cornerbacks are sexy, wide receivers are sexy, but these doggone edge rushers, these defensive ends, man, I'm all about, and I think JB's with me too, I'm all about kind of solidifying the offensive, defensive lines, and then kind of going from there. I think it all starts here.
Hey, he reminds me of Graham from Philly. I like him. I like him a lot.
Ooh,
that's
okay.
A good pick. Very I good. Love that kid. I watch him on tape. That dude ain't nothing but money on tape. I'm serious. I watch his tape. That dude got everything. The only reason why he did the transfer from Georgia is because the guy that's from Georgia, of course, he couldn't get on the damn field. So, yeah, that's a good pick.
Right. There it is. All right. Mr. Burnett, you're on the clock here. The Saints come marching in from Indy via Philly. They've been wheeling deal on that pick at number 16, sir.
The Saints.
The Saints.
Right, marching in.
Tomato. Yeah.
I'm trying to see something we ain't already picked yet.
You got to stay on top of the game, baby.
Yeah, man, you guys got to look at your boards, baby. Come on now. We're going to be here till midnight.
Nah, we're not. Here we go. The Saints. Fuck it. Here we go.
Come on, man.
This is
exactly what they say in the war room, too.
The commissioner finished the cigarette. What are we doing? I was out there smoking a Pall Mall trying to let you figure it out.
Pall Mall.
All right. What we got? Okay.
All right. You stole mine.
The funniest part about it is I had my fucking phone on him. I was like,
with the 16th pick in the review / casualsports.com NFL mock draft, Earl's Saints select Jordan Davis, D-line out of Georgia. Earl, why do you like this guy at the Saints, baby?
You cannot go wrong with a good run stopper. This dude is a tree stump run stopper. So that's what I like. 360 freaking pounds, 6'6".
He ain't no tree stump. He's a tree. He's an entire tree.
Full grown.
All that.
Oh, my God.
Give him a tag as a one-trick pony. Like, but damn, it's one hell of a pony, man. One hell of a
tree. That pony. He ate that pony.
Hell yeah.
I like it. All right, Sean, you're on the clock you're on the clock with the LA San Diego Barstow Bakersfield Chargers. Sean is on the clock.
Barstow.
I ain't going back to Barstow.
That's a great city, man. Barstow's a great city, bro.
It is.
All right. Oh, this guy right here. All right, with 17th pick in the review / casualsports.com NFL mock draft. Sean's Chargers select receiver Garrett Wilson out of Ohio State. Why do you like this guy, good sir?
My weapons.
He's a playmaker. He's a weapon. This team's going young.
Get that hell of a team to join.
It's a team to join that they got weapons, and that's another one. You can't double much people after this.
I like it. Okay, very good. All right. We are on number 18 here. Okay, so number 18... We are looking at JB, his former employer, his drafting team from New Orleans, baby. JB's on the clock at number 18.
Oh, we got Philly? Love it. We love to see it. You know what I'm saying? We're going to go right back to defense. Oh, yes, sir. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, got the pick in. See what's up with the pick. Made me hit the boo, man.
He's thinking about it.
Thinking. I'm just typing, bro. I type slow. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Beautiful. All right. Who do we got here? Oh, the commissioner. Ooh. Okay. All right. Where is this young man at? We got to search the board.
Where is this young man at?
The third one of his school today to be drafted.
Right.
Do I even got this guy on the board? Was he a top 40?
Purdue.
Oh, my God.
University of Alabama. Come on now.
Right. Where's this guy at? There he is. All right. The 18th pick in the review is 2022.
Damn, commissioner.
Mock draft.
Drunk.
JB selects Christian Off Harris.
Stella, too. Come
linebacker.
On.
Linebacker out of Alabama. Listen, he's rated like number 50. I did 45 picks here. You guys are going deep in the thing. All right. Christian Harris. Why do you like this guy? This is what it's about, right?
This is what it's about needs, right? I talked about Graham. Right? We kept Graham in Philly. We need somebody to compliment him. He is an edge rusher. He's smart. He contains, period. Right? When I say contain, that means he holds on to that edge. He is not afraid to go against a 6'6", 6'5 tackle, put his hands in chest. That's what he's been going against his whole fucking life at Alabama. Right? You need somebody, again, who has upside, whose skill set is going to transition to the league. That's the one right there. He will do wonders for Philly. Yeah. Thank me later, bro.
Okay, very good. And just a commissioner's note, if you go beyond any mock drafts that have these guys anywhere beyond 45, I'm just letting you know I'm going to have to type this shit in. So just letting you know, you gotta bear with me. I'll boo myself. Hey. Fuck it. I'll boo myself.
I'm keeping it up to the top. Don't worry about me. I'm not studying.
Look, hey, we talking about needs. We ain't talking about wants, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Right, there it is. All right, Ed. From Philly, it's the Saints, and you're on the clock at number 19, my friend.
Thank you. That's an easy one right there. He slid right to me.
Hold on a second. Okay. All right. Ed's in the war room. Ed's in the war room. I like it. There it is.
Oh.
Here it is. Oh! Ooh! Is this the first one?
That's my project right there.
Looking at the board, this is in fact the first one with the 19th pick in the review/casualsports.com 2022 NFL mock draft. Ed's New Orleans Saints select the first QB off the board.
It's impossible.
Could it be? If the guy, if I can find it, Malik Willis, quarterback out of Liberty. Why does he go to the Saints? Why?
That's my project right there. I mean, he's got all kind of skills. They just got to kind of be harnessed. And you know, at this point in time, man, I mean, I love Jameis as a stopgap. But if we're looking to the future, no better way than to have this young cat come in, learn a little bit from Jameis, even if you have to extend Jameis another year. At some point, you turn this car over to Malik, and it's his for the next 10 to 12.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Interesting. All right. Number 20 on the clock, Mitch, the Steelers. Oh. What are they doing at number 20, my friend? That's right. Hey, draft war room. You got to be prepared, baby.
Oh, you better get right, Mitch. No. What are you doing?
I'm totally ready. Like, I already told you what my pick was earlier. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Oh, he's still going with
this. Oh, man. Get out of your feelings, bro.
All right. Who is it? I don't think there's anyone by that name.
Kyle? Who is that?
Who is Kyle?
Kyle Pickett.
Hey, wait. He goes to Pittsburgh Community College. How dare you?
Central Oregon Junior College.
Hey, yo, Mitch.
All right, I know who you meant. Oh, my God.
He didn't pick it right.
With the 20th pick in the review/federalsports.com NFL mock draft, Mitch selects Kyle, a.k.a. Kenny Pickett, from Pittsburgh, the heir apparent to Big Ben. Why did you make this pick, Mitch? And why'd you get his name wrong? Respect the man.
He's
good
drunk,
God Almighty.
That's why. He's drunk.
I feel like this is a quarterback Pittsburgh wants. I feel like they really don't trust Mitch Trubisky in the long run. He might run it for a little bit while Kenny, a.k.a. Kyle Pickett, goes and runs it. Also, the nickname Pittsburgh, come on, it's Pittsburgh. Let's go.
Just the branding alone. Oh, my God.
Just the branding alone.
For branding alone, that's it.
Oh, Christ. All right.
That's why you're alone in Oregon right now.
Oh, my God.
That's why nobody invites me on their radio show.
Oh, my God, bitch.
All right, Sean, speaking of you, it's the Pats, dude. The Pats are on the clock at 21, my friend.
All right, I got this.
All right. Oh, the pick is in. Right, at 21. Okay, what do we got here? What is the commissioner saying? Oh, okay. I don't really know this guy's name, but whatever. All right, with the 21st pick of the review/casualsports.com NFL mock draft, Sean's New England Patriots at 21 select George Karloftis, edge rusher out of Purdue. Why do you like this guy?
My God, the Cardinals, man.
Look at that last name. That says Patriots all over it, first off. Second off,
he's
an Iron Man.
Right.
He plays about any position you want him to. That's a total Patriots pick right there.
I can't even front. Like, his last name is like made for the Patriots. That's just what it is.
Yeah.
100%.
Okay. All right, I like that.
Great job, Sean.
That's very on brand, Sean. Well done. You might be the GM of the night. Very good. All right, keeping this thing moving. We are at number 22. It's JB. Wouldn't you know it, Mister shrugging your shoulders. It's the boom 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 go Pat go via the Raiders at 22, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. So you have a pick.
Oh, what the fuck? What is that shit?
Hey, you better get your antivirus pulled up.
Uh-oh.
Got some ads going on.
It's all that Pornhub shit popping up. You know what I'm saying? I know too many porn stars.
All right, the pick is in. What is the commissioner looking at now? Oh, okay. All right. Very good. With the 22nd pick in the review/casualsports.com NFL mock draft, JB's Green Bay Packers select Jahan Dotson, receiver out of Penn State. JB, why do you like this young man?
Well, you lost Adam, so you got to get something to replace him, right? You want weapons, you got a weapon right there. He can do whatever you need. He can play outside, inside, don't matter, right? He's for his size, he's very physical. He knows how to get off press release, and he can catch the ball, and he takes a hit. So he's going to be just fine.
Okay, very good. Oh, it's the moment that the desert has been waiting for. It's the Bird Gang. It's the Cardinals. And Ed Smith is on the clock with the Cardinals. Snap. Oh, Ed, this, the pressure is on, Ed.
Hey, you better believe,
Ed. The pressure is on. Don't do him dirty, baby.
Me, I don't relish this for you, Ed.
Do what you do, Ed. Do what you do, Ed.
I'm going with what I know. So
it don't matter, Ed. Do what you do, Ed. Fuck.
Get with the Cardinals, dude. Let me see.
Let's see what we'll see what's cracking with
us. Believe. Ed, how you can?
How you can?
The pick is in. Like wait a minute.
Do the same.
Oh, no, Ed. Oh, no.
He's already off the board.
He's already off the board. I'm about to
ask the pick so.
I'm going to say.
You put down that six-pack, Kime. Put down that six-pack right now.
Yeah, Kime is exhausted, baby. He's
did the Cardinals lose a pick because of this? Because that's why I like it.
Yeah, I mean, there it might is. Have to happen, all right. Man, it might have to happen. All right.
Oh. God, it sounds like a deli meat.
All right, relax, with the 23rd pick in the review /casualsports.com NFL mock draft, Ed's
deli meat.
Ed's Arizona Cardinals select Tyler Linderbaum, offensive lineman out of Iowa. Why do you like this young hog from Cornfield?
You know, I know everybody, like, you know, you hear everybody talking all through the week, all the way up to the draft. It's either going to be a wide receiver, it's going to be this, it's going to be that. In my opinion,
you're right, Will.
Until you solidify the offensive line for these Cardinals, you know, Kyler Murray's going to be running for his life. I'm trying to find myself a staple on that offensive line. Do what we got to do to nail that down and go from there.
So, Ed, here's the problem with that, right? Linderbaum is 6'7".
Damn.
Our quarterback is 5'2".
He has to stay on his knees. He has to stay down like this.
They got him at 6'2".
He can throw it through his legs.
Ooh. They got him at 6'2", 296.
Man, Linderbaum. All right. Me, who are you talking about? He's Northern Iowa?
No.
Yeah. From Iowa.
That monster in Northern Iowa, he's like 6'7", like fucking 330.
6'2", 96. So I have a question, though.
So you say 6'2", 96? Cool. Yeah. You're going to play guard. That's fine. I like that hit. I like that hit.
Go ahead.
Thanks.
Real quick.
Never mind. JB already beat me.
Oh, for God's sake. All right. Mitch, you're up. How about them cowgirls? I mean them cowboys. Mitch is on the clock at 24.
We them girls. No.
We them girls.
We them bums. We them bums. Oh, man.
You know what? I can't think.
Get along, little dog. Come on. It's your misfortune, none of mine.
Oh, man. Okay.
Come on, Mitch.
It's already in. All right. You know me, JB.
All right. Is this guy on my board? Oh, God damn it, Mitch. You have to fucking type this guy in?
Yes, oh, my God.
Who is this guy? Jesus Christ.
It's about me.
Who the fuck is this guy?
Not want, Benny. Oh, come on.
He's the first-string wide receiver.
With the 24th pick in the review /casualsports.com NFL mock draft, Mitch's fucking Stephen Jones-led Cowboys select John Michie III, wide receiver out of Alabama. Third. Why do you like this guy, sir?
Because the third.
I don't care that he was injured. I think he was the best wide receiver until he was injured. The fact that the Dallas Cowboys got rid of Cooper, I want John Michie on my team. He'll heal up by the beginning of the season. I'm fine with it.
Good pick.
Hey, Michie like that.
Sean is waiting in the cut for
Hey, Michie like that. Wow. He liked that. You got to say he liked that.
All right, number 25, Earl. Earl, it's the Bills.
Uncle Earl!
Earl's on the board, baby.
Pick is in. Yes.
Okay.
Sir. I put the college on it and everything.
College. Way to go, Earl.
Jeez.
All right. Do I got this guy? Is this guy? There he is. Very good. All right. With the 25th pick in the review /casualsports.com NFL mock draft, Earl's Buffalo Bills select Kair Elam, corner out of Florida. Why do you like this guy, Dr. Burnett?
Okay, first things first. We saw that game against the Kansas City Chiefs. They couldn't shut nobody down.
Nobody.
House. So they need a physical corner that can kind of slow down receivers on another team and stop some damn body. And you won't need no damn a change of the overtime rules, and you can stop some damn body. So let's go with that.
Damn.
And he shut down a lot of the SEC's good talent. So this kid's pretty good to me. Long, physical corner. Buffalo needs that.
Okay, very good. All right, keeping it moving. Number 26, it's Mitch's Tighten Up Titans to Ed. Ed's on the clock at 26.
Yeah, get him, man.
Thank you. Pick the last quarterback in the draft.
For me. Yeah, take it. Please take the quarterback.
Oh, quarterback.
All right, let's see what we got here.
I
was so scared.
I thought I had to make this big.
Let's see what we got.
Do it.
Oh, there we go. Okay. All right, very good. All right. This is an interesting pick. All right.
It did it to you.
With the 26th pick in the review/casualsports.com NFL mock draft, Ed's Tennessee Titans select Desmond Ridder, quarterback out of Cincinnati. Oh, Ed, why did they go quarterback here, baby?
Tannehill is, like you said, he's nice, but he's not. I mean, that's not our future. And this kid,
he's not right, but he's not real.
I watched this Desmond Ridder kid. I like his grit, man. I love the way he played with a little bit of sass out there. You know, carrying Cincinnati to that the Final Four championship, whatever. Yep. I mean, I like this kid. I
think semis, baby, they play bad with the semis. Yeah,
exactly. Give him a little time to learn. I think he's going to be a pretty good quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
very good. All right, Mitch, you're on the clock. The top of Bay Buccaneers.
Can I add on to Ed real quick?
No.
Go ahead. All right, real quick. So I definitely like that pick. Ryan Tannehill is the girl I take to the prom, but the girl I'm not marrying at the end of the day.
Oh,
that
hold on.
Ryan Tannehill.
So that's an Ed Smith pick.
Again.
Yeah, come on, Kevin.
Again, Mitch, your analogy is not right. The girl you take to the prom, but the girl you're going to smash? Is this
no,
right?
Mitch,
you're on the clock. Let's go. Burn a daylight. Mitch, you're on the clock.
Come on, Mitch, make the pick. What the fuck?
All right. Oh, who do we got? Mitch, first name, last name, please. Come on, man. I'm the commissioner. I'm not a Harvard graduate.
What the hell?
Jesus Christ. Oh, there you go. Okay. I got you.
You should have. Come on.
All right, with the pick there. All right, so with 27th pick in the review/casualsports.com NFL mock draft, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Mitch's Tampa Bay Buccaneers, select Breece Hall, running back out of Iowa State. Why do you like this Cyclone, good man?
Lenny Flenny, a.k.a. Leonard Fournette, is a fine, okay running back at the end of the day. You get Breece Hall in there, Tom Brady's aging at some point in time. We have no idea when, but he's going to age at some point in time. You need a good running back in there to help his aging process. I got Breece Hall.
Okay. All right. Very good. I like it.
Miss, you are. I like it. You're amazing, Miss. I like that.
All right.
I can say the dumbest thing ever and then come back with the smartest thing. We're good.
Earl, boom, 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 boom. Go, Pack, go, my friend. You are on the clock, sir. With Packers? The Pack. Yes, with the Packers, baby. That's right.
I'm the next best receiver.
Basically.
That. Yeah, who is that? Let's see. Damn, I ain't got nobody else on the freaking board. Who's the damn receivers on the board?
Well, let's see.
I can't help you out, Earl. Stop it.
I'm in my own war room.
George Pickens.
Damn your team.
Damn. Fuck.
He said damn.
Pickens from Georgia.
Okay. Nah, all
right. Damn your team.
Here we go. Damn your team.
Oh, Earl, time's up. What you got?
It's a receiver.
There it's you type go. With two fingers. All right.
Two fingers, and I ain't no typist.
Oh, come on, man. Let's see. All right, very good. Very good. Okay, where's this guy at? Are you going to make me type this shit in? God damn it, you're going to make me type this shit in.
Yes, we are.
Bitch. All right. Really?
Son of a
real? All right. The 28th pick in the review/casualsports.com.
Ridiculous.
Mock draft.
This is fucking
Green Bay Packers select Sky Moore, receiver out of Western Michigan. Why are you going here, sir? Talk to the people.
Because the Packers, if they don't get Aaron Rodgers some receiver, he's going to blow the building up. Period. I
mean, oh, my God. Jesus, you went dark there, baby.
He needs a wide receiver. And especially he getting old, you know, the balls are going to start to slow down a little bit.
Is he?
He's shifty in the in-between tackle. Running slot.
You're welcome. So,
yeah, you got a shifty wide receiver, Aaron Rodgers. And they finally get you what you've been wanting.
Oh, my God. Amazing.
So, also pig, to add fuck. To Earl's point, if you play in Michigan, you can play in Wisconsin. That shit's cold. I don't care what you say. That's yeah, cold. If you can play there, let's you go, can play bro. Anywhere.
Yep. Exactly. All right, Quincy, you're getting your wish. Sean, you're on the clock with the Chiefs via San Fran and Miami. Sean's on the clock at 29.
Ooh-wee. I feel the pressure to pick someone from Georgia, but it's not the one that he wants.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Very good. Pick us in, baby. All right. With the 29th pick in the review/casualsports.com NFL mock draft, Sean's Kansas City Chiefs select Devontae Wyatt, D lineman out of Georgia. Why do you like this guy, good sir?
Look, that offense is good, but that defense needs to do better. Can I get better defense?
Need somebody to compliment Jones. That's a good pick.
Okay, very good. All right, let's add that to the big board. Where's this guy? Wyatt. Okay.
They got back-to-back Wyatt. Picks. Maybe they'll help you out on this next one.
Very good. Yes, that's true. All right, number 30 coming in hot. All right, that's the damn bird call. Number 30. All right, JB, you got the Chiefs at number 30, my friend.
Hey, your brother's going to be pissed if you don't pick it.
Well, I mean, I already got you. I need, you know what I'm saying? So don't worry about it.
George Pickens.
He wants the other guy from Georgia.
Darling,
the other guy from Georgia. He is a pick. Ends.
That's my point. That's my
darling Pickett.
Oh, he didn't listen.
Oh,
he
was hating this dude so much.
All right. Whoa. With the 30th pick in review/casualsports.com NFL mock draft, JB's Kansas City Chiefs select Treylon Burks, receiver out of Arkansas. Why do you like this young man, good sir?
He is a bigger, stronger, faster Anquan Boateng. And we know how great a career Anquan Boateng had in the league, right? What's up? You got a problem with that? You know what I'm saying?
Eric Bieniemy. Eric Bieniemy. This could be a great. This could be
not your team. Big thing to put on a kid at the 30th pick. I'm just saying, it's a big thing.
This is not your team. Okay, all right. I'm just letting you know that. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
it's not your team. Okay. Hey. Chiefs fan, my brother. Chiefs fan, diehard Chiefs fan.
Was my team one pick ago? Okay, one pick ago was my team. So,
all right, JB, you are still on the clock with the Bungles. You're still on the snake style, baby. You're still on the clock.
Come on, JB. All right, picks am I making?
I'm good. I'm good with mine.
Ready.
I'm good with mine. I got a minute, right? I got a whole minute?
That's right.
I got a whole minute.
You want the kid from Boston College. That's what you want.
Get off my phone, bro.
I got two of them.
Get off my phone, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I think we got a pick. Oh, we got a pick. That's right. All right. With the 31st pick in the review/casualsports.com NFL mock draft, the JB Cincinnati Bengals select Zion Johnson, O-lineman out of Boston College. JB, why do you like this young man?
Because he's a center guard type. And, of course, Cincinnati needs their offensive line solidified, right? You know what I'm saying? Like they say he's a guard tackle type. No, he's a guard center type. You know what I'm saying? And he can play both guards, and if need be, they can teach him how to snap a ball and he'll be okay. So I think he's gonna be just fine. I like him. Solid offensive lineman in college, and he'll be a better offensive lineman in college and in the NFL.
Mitch, what you got?
They just went and bolstered up their offensive line. Do you think he or his outside line, do you think that do you think he can start immediately, or do you think he's going to sit for a year?
I think he'll be just fine. I think he can get in that groove. I think the left guard is the one that they're missing. So I think he'll jump in that left guard spot and be okay. He's played multiple positions, you know what I'm saying, in his college career. So he'll be okay.
Yeah, I think he'll be great. I just didn't know if he would start his rookie year or not.
All right. Very good. And we've reached the very end of this mock draft. It is the Jared Goff pick, and it goes to Sean. The Lions via the Rams. Sean, tread lightly, my friend. Preemptive boo. Preemptive boo. Oh,
this is fun.
I hate you. All right, with the 32nd pick in the review slash casualsports.com NFL mock draft, Sean's Detroit Lions unrealistically select Sam Howell, quarterback out of North Carolina. Be for real. Why do you like this pick? Good God Almighty!
This is Jared Goff, for God's sakes. Oh. Get rid of him.
That's cool. Oh, this is some bullshit.
I'm sorry, buddy.
I love it. Right. You can't get mad at the GM for making his pick. You can, but I mean, it don't matter.
Hey, he fell right to me. He fell right to me.
Sean McCall McConnell is the greatest GM of us six.
Let's talk about Sam Howell. Give me some love. You know what I'm saying? Sean, break it down for the people. Tell them why he's the one.
Look, he knows where the sun rises. He knows where it sets. He knows how to throw the football to the right team member. I'm going to go say
that. Terrible. This is terrible.
I watch so much UFC football.
All right.
Damn.
Okay. Quick rapid fire for everybody before we let the fellas down out of here. So for the 2022 draft, what is the most likely outcome? Solid role players, diamonds in the rough, or bust-a-palooza? Ed, I'm starting with you first. If you had to pick one of those categories for this whole draft. What you got?
Give them to me again real quick, JB.
They're right there on the bottom of the screen.
Yep, solid role players, diamonds in the rough, or bust-a-palooza. Which one of the three?
Man, I'm going to have to look back here.
There's a Aiden safe
Hutchinson.
Answer there.
I think he's going to have a solid career. Safe, yeah.
I'm talking about this entire draft. The whole draft. Yeah, give it to me real quick. Solid role players, diamonds in the rough, your bust-a-palooza.
Solid role player, Aiden Hutchinson.
Okay, there you go. Sean, what you got?
Diamond in the rough. I think Sky Moore on the right system, man.
Okay. Mitch, what you think?
I think Michi, diamond in the rough, and then Hutchinson is going to be a solid role player.
Okay. Earl, what you think?
Man, George Karloftis is going to be a hell of an edge rusher in the NFL. Watch it.
Okay. Watch it. JB, what you think?
That's who I wanted for the freaking Cardinals till Sean picked his ass.
Hey, man, the whole draft is going to be about necessity, all right? So I'm going with solid role players that are going to be on teams for a long time.
Okay, very good. Well, listen, fellas, we are burning the midnight oil. Dr. Burnett, please plug everything with casualsports.com before we let you guys get up out of here. What you got?
Absolutely. KSRN, your hottest internet radio station on the web, is the place where you can go to get your favorite podcast, your favorite video show. It is live on www.casualsports.com.
He ain't lying.
On all platforms, all with the same tag, KAZUAL, and the Z at the end of the word sports. That's on Twitter, Instagram, our YouTube channel, and of course on casualsports.com. So go ahead and subscribe, and that's how we do it. And all these shows and all these fools on this panel, all on the station as well.
Yes, indeed. Well, for Earl, Mitch, Sean, and Ed, we love you guys. We appreciate you rocking with us so much. Come on anytime. And again, make sure to tap in with all of their shows at casualsports.com. Those are our guys in the desert.
Love y'all, man.
We love you guys, man. You guys are the best. We love you guys. Sean is hitting the fucking dab. Pow, pow, pow. All right. And before we get on out of here, JB, we have the special. That was wild. We have the special last announcement.
Crazy.
JB, is this... This might be the end of the JB and Benny Blue Review podcast. Oh my God.
Keyword being podcast, right?
Yeah. This might be the end.
We're finna take this shit to a whole nother level. You know what I'm saying? We are that good, and we know we're that good. So we're about to start letting the world know how good we are.
That's right. And guess what? If you still want the podcast after this episode, it is going to be exclusively available at our brand new Patreon, patreon.com/JB and Benny Blue. You can still stream it on casualsports.com, let's be clear. But if you want the podcast, no more Spotify, No more Apple Podcasts.
None of that.
No more Stitcher. Subscribe for just $1 a month. You can still get this audio dope and exclusive content. We're going to be doing reaction videos, different interviews. So you can only get it if you are a subscriber at patreon.com/JB and Benny Blue. And that's it. JB, take us home. Your final thoughts, good sir.
With the draft coming up, man, it's just another example of how these young people get an opportunity to live out their dream, right? Like, that's what's so special about me. Like, people at work always ask me, like, what do you think the Cardinals are going to do? I tell them I don't give a fuck, right? I want to watch the draft and watch these young people live out their dreams. And just, it's beautiful because it always sparks up nostalgia because I did get drafted 185th pick overall in the sixth round. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got drafted. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it should have happened earlier, but I got drafted, right? Had a great career. And it's like,
Mel Kiper.
Fuck you, wig wearing motherfucker. I'll probably stock you out if I ever see you in your life. But either way it goes, he had to bite his words, right? So it's just a beautiful thing to watch. People in general, watch the draft and watch how hard work and opportunity meet, right? This is what happens when these kids get drafted, because these kids put their heart and soul on the line. Like, blood, sweat, and tears, we ain't playing about that shit, right? The average motherfucker ain't never sacrificed shit. Never. They just did what was required, and they got a job, and they live life. They've never stepped out on a ledge where it was fucking shaky, and they knew it might fall, right? That's sacrifice, right? They've never sacrificed shit. So these kids have sacrificed a lot, and to watch them... watch their dream come true. That shit is dope, man. So watch the draft for that reason. That's why I watch the draft. I'll be in tears. Like, the whole first round, I'm in tears. Like, just watching these kids, you know what I'm saying? Like, send shout-outs to their grandmas and their moms and, like, their dads and, like, the people that really believed in them when, like, nobody else did. And now look where they are. It's love.
Yep, exactly.
Shout-out to the Phoenix Suns, man. You know what I'm saying?
Valley Hot, baby. Valley Hot. That's right.
Bring Brittany Griner home.
Free Brittany Griner,
you know what I'm saying? Russia, what the fuck? Come on, Triple G, show me some love, man. Good, holler at your folks. I know you got plenty of pull over there. Get our girl over here, man. She needs to be back home, bro. She ain't doing nothing wrong.
Yeah. But look, reviewers, and anybody in the NFL draft, whether you go in the first round, the seventh round, or you go undrafted,
it don't matter.
Make the most out of your opportunity.
Right.
We are rooting for you, damn it. Shout out to the Shuns and shout out to all the OG reviews for holding us down 6 years. Cheers to six Mo. And that's it. Shout out to the whole KSRN.com family. Follow us at JB and Benny Blue. And that's it. We are out. Episode 219. And until next time, we are out, baby. Peace and love.
Bye. Bye. Holla. Yeah.